It's good to sing as a family too. I hope that you and your family sing. And you say, well, we can't sing. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You just got to work at it. Okay. Well, it's good to be back once again tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the power coming back on. We were trying to sing with no power, but it all worked out. It'll work out good. If you will turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter number 15. 1 Chronicles, that's in the Old Testament, not Corinthians. I've made that mistake before. Okay. 1 Chronicles chapter number 15. 1 Chronicles chapter number 15. Now tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about some more about music and is this mine, brother? It is now.
I would put a little back in that Bible.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Give me some energy. Good. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter number 15. And y'all need to stand again? Yeah, come on. This will maybe wake you up a little bit. 1 Chronicles chapter number 15. And let's start, let's see here. Let's go in verse number 15. Verse number 15, chapter number 15, 1 Chronicles. And the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. And David. Now we're going to talk a lot about David tonight and some of the things that he did. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be singers with instruments of music, psalmistries and harp, and cymbals sounding by lifting up the voice with what?
Joy.
Amen. You know, when you sing, there should be nobody in this whole wide world more joyful than
Amen.
You. Why do we sing with joy? Because He is good.
Amen.
And His mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
And one of these days, I'm going to get to see Him.
Amen.
We should be the most joyfulest people on the planet.
That's right.
I'm serious. We have no reason to walk around with a frown.
That's right.
Are you saved?
Amen.
I said, are you saved?
Amen.
There's nothing to frown about.
Amen. That's right.
If you're saved, there's nothing to frown about.
Amen.
You say, well, I've had a bad day. We all have bad days. We all wake up with our hair going like this. Okay. We all wake up and we all have bad breath. That's just reality, right? Reality hits you when you're at home, but at the same time, you can still have joy even at home. You don't have to put joy on your face just when you come to church.
Right.
You can be joyful at home.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we love You. We thank You for another time. Now as we dig into Your word, Lord, and I pray You'd bless all that's said and done, Lord. Help me not to say anything I'm not supposed to. Move me out of the way and You just speak, Lord. We love You. We thank You for another time. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Y'all can be seated. Y'all may be seated. So look at verse number 17. It says, so the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and his brethren, Asaph. Now we're going to talk a lot about Asaph here in a little while, but we'll come back to him here in just a minute. Asaph, the son of... Now, forgive me. I know some of y'all are scholars, but some of these names just, they trip me up, okay? Barakiah, I don't know if that's correct or not, and the sons of Meriah, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Cushiah. All right, now go down to verse number 19. You say, you're skipping all those names, aren't you? You better believe it. Okay. All right, so number 19. So the singers, what are they?
Singers.
This is not hard, okay? So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, also known as Jeduthun, it says, were appointed to sound cymbals of brass. Now, these men were very talented. They were talented guys, okay? And Asaph, Heman, and Ethan there, they were appointed to sound cymbals of brass. And we'll go back to that verse here shortly, but I want to give you some history here. Look in verse number 22. And Kenaniah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He was for what? He was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. Well, okay. So this guy knows music. Okay, he knows music. All right, look at verse 25. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obadiah with joy. These people got some joy. I almost think that they were commanded to have it. Because it talks about having joy all over the place. Amen. Look at verse number 27. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and Kenaniah, the master of the song, with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting. Y'all know what shouting is?
Amen.
Have you ever been in a service where people start shouting?
Amen.
It says, and with the sound of the cornet, and with the trumpet, and the cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. This is a pretty exciting time right here. Okay? So now, keep going with me. Now we're going to... By the way, don't forget, we got skilled men here. Okay? And they're appointed to do certain things. And we're going to go back to some of that in just in a minute. But go over to chapter 16, same book, chapter 16, and look at verse 4. 16 and verse 4. You with me?
Amen.
It says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief. Now, don't forget about this guy. Okay, Asaph, he's a pretty important character that we're going to be talking about here just shortly. But he was a chief now. He was an important guy. And look at the last part of verse number 5. It says, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Well, we know that because he was commanded to do it over there in chapter number 15. Okay? So he was told to use cymbals. Now, we'll talk about that here in just in a minute. Go down to verse number 7. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hands of who? Man, this guy, he's pretty important, right? He's given quite a few jobs. He's getting a psalm here from David, King David. It says, and his brethren, verse number 8, it says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. And it goes down through there and it's glorifying the Lord of everything that He's done for us. Look in verse 37. So, he left there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Asaph and his brethren to minister before the Ark continually as every day's work required. Man, these guys had to work every single day on this. It was required. All right, let's keep on going. Look over in verse number 41. Same chapter. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, this is what they were supposed to do. To give thanks to the Lord because His mercy endureth forever. Remember, we read that this morning. Psalms 118 says it. This happens, this phrase right here, to give thanks to the Lord because His mercy endureth forever, happens so many different times throughout the Old Testament, even into the New Testament. Now, let's move on. Look at 1 Chronicles. Stay with me now. 1 Chronicles chapter number 22. If you're with me, say yes. If you're not, say no. I heard a few no's, okay? I'm on 1 Chronicles 22. 1 Chronicles 22. Are you with me now? All you no's, okay? 1 Chronicles chapter number 22. 1 Chronicles 22. It says, then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. And I want you to look at verse number 3. And David prepared. David prepared. Now look down in verse number 5. And David said, Solomon, my son is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical. I love that. It says, of fame and of glory throughout all countries, I will therefore now make preparations for it. So David prepared abundantly when? Before his death. Then he called Solomon, his son, and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. Now, if you keep studying that thing out and seeing all the different things that happened, man, there was a lot that went into this. David decided, hey, I got to prepare some things for the next generation. What are you preparing for the next generation? What have you done in this lifetime to prepare for the next generation that's coming after you? That may be the next pastor, that may be the next song leader or pianist or whatever it may be. Are you young ones taking piano lessons? We need more piano players. You know how many churches I go into? They don't have a piano player at all. Zero. Zero. They might as well not even have a piano because nobody knows what to do with it. You're blessed here. Amen. Count your blessings. So let's keep going. Look at 1 Chronicles chapter number 25. Now this is getting into some interesting stuff here that I really enjoy reading about. 1 Chronicles chapter number 25. Look at verse number 1. 1 Chronicles chapter 25 and verse number 1. It says, Moreover, David and the captain of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, cymbals, and the number of the workmen according to their service was. Now this goes down through here and it starts labeling out the sons of these men. In verse number 2, Asaph talks about his sons. Verse number 3, Jeduthun and his sons. Number 4, Heman and his sons. You say, you're not going to read those names? No. Verse number 5, that's for your Bible reading time. Okay, you go back and read those. Verse number 5, and all these were the sons of Heman. And it says, the king's seer in the words of God to lift up the horn, and God gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hand of their father for song in the house of the Lord with cymbals, psalteries, harps, for the service of the house of God according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. Now, look at verse number 7. This is very interesting. Wake up now. Don't fall asleep on me. Verse number 7. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed. Okay, did y'all see that word? That were instructed in the songs for the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 200 fourscore and 8. You know how many that is? 288. Now, if you look right after this, you'll read from verse 8 all the way down to verse 31. I'm not going to read it all. But they broke up into groups, 24 groups of 12 in a class. What are they doing? Having a music school. They're breaking up into music school to learn how to do the music. Well, why are they doing that? David commanded them to. He said, okay, boys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a music school. You say, why? Because David's preparing. You say, preparing for what? Watch this. You ready? Go over to, by the way, I want you to look at the date. Has anybody got dates in your Bible? Yeah. What's the date there? Anybody got it? Yes, that's what I have. It's 1015 B.C. Okay, 1015. Go over to 2 Chronicles now. We're going to skip ahead just a little bit. 2 Chronicles chapter number 5. 2 Chronicles chapter number 5. All right, brother, what date do you have? You got 1012. I've got 1005, so we're right there together. Okay, I'm at 2 Chronicles chapter number 5. This is approximately 10 years. Approximately. Okay, 10 years. It says, thus, in verse number 1, thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished, And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the father, the son of Israel, and so on. And we're going to keep on reading. Go down to verse number 11. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were singers, all of them of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun. There's our guys again. With their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen. I can just imagine seeing this choir. It says, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Now that's a lot. That's a lot of trumpets. You're talking about loud. It says in verse 13, it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praise the Lord, saying, here it is again, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with the cloud, with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Watch this in verse 14. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
Amen.
They did not get there by rehearsing one night. Are y'all with me? It took time. It took effort. It took dedication. It took commitment. To practice for all those years to get to this one spot right here. Now let me ask you something. Do you think maybe, possibly, if they didn't practice and they just said, oh, you know what? We'll just get up and wing it. You reckon that the Lord might not have showed up here? Now, look, I'm not saying, you know, there's people that get up and they sing and it's a blessing. It is a blessing when they sing from the heart. Okay? It is. But I'm telling you, why are we not making more effort?
Come on.
Are y'all with me?
Right.
So right here we see these people, they practiced for all these years and finally got to this point right here and God shows up.
Amen.
I think God likes it good. I believe there's a place over there He likes things decently and in order.
Right.
Are y'all with me? All right, so let's go now. Now, we were talking about that guy just a minute ago, Asaph. How do y'all say it up here? Asaph? Asaph? I say Asaph. Okay. All right, so Asaph. Over there back in 1 Chronicles, go back with me. 1 Chronicles 15. 1 Chronicles 15, go backwards a little bit, just a few pages. 1 Chronicles 15 and verse number 19. We saw right here that, so the singers... Heman, Asaph, Ethan were appointed to sound cymbals of brass. And it also talks about it over there in verse 16. I'm sorry, chapter 16 and verse 5. Chapter 16 and verse 5, it says, but Asaph sound, made a sound with the cymbal. Now, he was commanded to do this, okay? Now, Asaph, he was a talented young man. He might have been an older man, I'm not for sure. But he was skillful. But he was commanded to play the cymbals. Did you know anybody could play the cymbals? Do you all know how hard it is to play the cymbals? It's not. You don't even have to sing on key. Do y'all have cymbals here? I don't know if you do. Y'all know what cymbals are, right? Those big round things and right? That's a cymbal, okay? You can play them like that or you can tap them with something, either way. But sometimes they're big, sometimes they're smaller, whatever. I don't have a clue. It says cymbals, so I don't know what size they were. But that was his job, was to play the cymbals. A skillful person to play the cymbals. I mean, that might have been a little bit humbling. I don't know. This guy was skillful. He knew what it said there in verse number 5. It says Asaph the chief. He was taught. He was high rank, and he was playing the cymbals. But you know what he did? He did what he said. He did what he was commanded to do. No matter how easy, no matter how hard, he was commanded to do it, and he did it. Faithfully. Faithfully. Now, be satisfied with what God has for you to do. Whatever it is that God has for you to do, do it. Don't just do it. Do it faithfully. Be content and just do it. Just like Asaph did here. I'm going to prove some stuff to you here in just a minute. But the cymbal is just a simple instrument that doesn't take much talent. I mean, it's one of those things where the choir leader, he goes, "That's your cue." not too strenuous, right? Not like the piano, right? You know, the piano, he's using all 10 fingers. And he's got to read all that stuff. And I mean, it's just, there's a lot going on there. But all, that's it. Okay? So just imagine with me what's going on here. So you may feel like as if, you know, you're not doing much. But if God tells you to do it, You're doing exactly what he wants you to do. Amen. Look over there. Here's an example. Look at over at Exodus chapter 31. Exodus chapter 31. Exodus 31. We have Moses here, and God commissioned Moses to write a song. We see this here in chapter number 31. Look at verse number 16. 31, verse 16, it says, "Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me." Go back to 13. Go back to number 13. No, I'm in the wrong thing. Are y'all reading the same place I am? I meant Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31. I apologize. First mistake I've made all day. You know that's a lie. Deuteronomy 31. Now we're on the same track here. Deuteronomy 31, look at verse 16. "Now therefore write ye this song for you and teach it. Teach it the children of Israel, put it in their mouth, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel." Look at verse number 21. "And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them for a witness." He says, hey, they're going to rebel, but they're going to remember this song. You teach those little kids these songs. You teach them, and you implant those songs in their minds about the Lord and about Scripture memory and about books of the Bible and all these different things. And they're going to remember it one day when the devil comes through and he wants to take your children and say they do rebel. They might. Say they do. They're still going to have that song in there. That's what happens right here. It's called cultivating memory. You're cultivating things. You know what cultivation means? Like what a farmer does when he cultivates the ground, right? Sometimes you gotta tear that dirt up a little bit. Okay, you gotta roll that dirt over a little. Just like even yourself, adults, you need to cultivate that too. Put those songs in. The more of this book and those songs you put in, the dirt comes out. Y'all remember example of that, right? What's his name? Is it Elon? Remember where they the two-edged sword, right? And all the dirt come out. That's a picture there. Putting in the book, and all the dirt will come out. All right, good. Go back with me now. Let's go back to Asaph. Number one, humility in the service of God. Humility. These symbols, they might humble you. Sometimes we just need to be humble. Humility in the service of God. No matter what it is that you're doing, I don't care if it's running the vacuum in here, if it's in there cleaning toilets. Somebody's got to do that job. Or if it's straightening up chairs. Or if it's, you know, wiping off the piano. Making sure the books are straight. Everybody can do something. God will give each one of His children a job to do. All you got to do is do it. Just act upon it. Number two, there is honor in the service of God. Take it serious. Asaph was faithful. He was steady. He was constant. He was content in the service in what he was doing. Maybe he didn't like the symbols. You know, I don't care nothing about... Did I step away? I don't care nothing about vacuuming. Does anybody like vacuuming? It's a job that's got to be done. Right? There's jobs that have to be done. Somebody's got to do it. Why not it be you? Okay? You know, really, we don't know also what's going on behind the scenes with Asaph. Because we know he was also a psalm writer. Y'all know what psalms that he wrote? Around 73, 74, right in there. 77. We'll go over there. Go to Psalms, chapter number 77. Psalm, chapter number 77. We could look at 73. We could look at all these different ones that he wrote. But if you look at some of these that he wrote, the first parts, look at 77. Let's just go there. Chapter 77 of Psalm. It says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. We talked about that this morning, didn't we? You know, everybody goes through something. Everybody. Even Asaph here. Guy's talented, playing the cymbals. But we don't know what's going on at home. We don't know what's going on in the background. But here, he gives a little light on maybe some of his hardships. But every time you go down through there and you read what Asaph did, he always turns it around and glorifies the Lord. Every time. No matter what he's going through. But let me show you something. Every time, this is point number three. Harvest of the service. There's a harvest. Asaph, he may have been discouraged. He could have been bitter at times, being faithful, and probably wanted to quit at times, playing those cymbals. But he didn't. Is there times that you just feel like you want to quit? You can't. You don't have time to quit. There is no time to quit. You know what? According to what I read here, the Lord could come back at any moment. He could come back any moment as we are here right now. Just like that. And we're out of here. And I hope you're ready. If you're not saved and born again, today is the day of salvation. Amen. Don't wait. Yeah. Preachers talked about it all this morning. Look, it ain't worth it. It is not worth waiting. Salvation is not hard. Jesus Christ made it so easy for us. So easy. He did the hard part. But there's a harvest of the service. Asaph was discouraged. He got discouraged just like me and you. But he was faithful. He was probably wanted to quit. But you know what he did? He picked up those cymbals back up and did it again. And every time he picked those cymbals up, you know what? He was sowing. You say, what do you mean he was sowing? Because other people were watching. Other people saw him pick those cymbals up, being humble, a very easy instrument, a talented guy that could have been doing a whole lot of other stuff, but he picked those cymbals up and he banged those cymbals exactly on time when he was supposed to. And he was faithful. So let me show you, let me prove to you here. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter number 35. 2 Chronicles chapter number 35. I want to show you something of what I mean by sowing. You just being faithful and content in what you do from day to day. Now, I'm talking about being content, not in the wrong things. I'm talking about being content in what God told you to do and where God put you. And being faithful in those things. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter number 35 and verse number 15. Now, by the way, if you look at those dates there, I don't know why, I love looking at dates, but if you look back over there at 1 Chronicles 15, you see that that's around 1042 B.C. 1042 B.C. Right here in 2 Chronicles 35, what date do you have, brother? He's not listening. I've got about 623. Is that what you have? 623. That's approximately 400 to 420 years difference. You say, what are you talking about? Look what happens in verse 15. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, who? The sons of Asaph were in their place according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun. We're talking 400 years later. His sons were still there. They were all still there. Why? Because Asaph was faithful. He was committed. No matter what come his way, he was right there in it. And 400 years later, his children are still going. Now these are obviously probably his grandchildren or whatever, I don't know. But they're still serving. Man, I pray all the time, Lord, please let my children serve you, even after I'm dead and gone. But 400 years, that's a long time. That's multiple generations, y'all. That's called faithfulness. True faithfulness. David reaped for generations. Asaph reaped for generations. What will you reap? We see David, he prepared all his generations went on and on and on. We talked about it this morning. Some of those guys, I guarantee you, because of what David did and his talents, probably send that music all the way down the line. Amen. So let me ask you, church, what are you going to reap? Are you sowing? Are you committed? Rooted and grounded at this place right here. And what God has for you to do, whether it's music, vacuuming, straightening up the pews, whatever it may be, just being a blessing to your pastor. Those people are needed too. What will you reap? Ask yourself that question. Are you sowing? And how are you sowing? Father, I pray now that you'd bless, Lord, you'd move me out of the way, Lord, and Lord, bless this church, and Lord, we love you, we thank you for your word, you're so good to us, and just want to say thank you for your mercy, thank you for your grace, thank you for saving us, thank you for Jesus Christ, we ask it all in the lovely name of Jesus, amen.